Hallelujah. How's everybody today? Blessed and highly flavored. Praise God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Every day is an opportunity. You know, the Lord opens areas of opportunities for us, and so many times we miss it. There's been many times when we said, man, if I'd have just done this, hello, why didn't I do this before? If I would have just done this, and you know, and one of the reasons why we miss opportunities is because we're too reliant on ourselves. So and that's for that area of self-survival, where the enemy likes to put us in survival mode instead of surrender mode. And in that, we are in an age of time right now where there's so much self-exaltation. It's all about me in this world. Evil is expanding tremendously. They're no longer behind closed doors. They're coming right out in front. They don't care. And one of the things that people are not even seeing it. They're not seeing what's really happening. And it's our responsibility as servants of the Most High and soldiers in the body of Christ and the army of God is to make what is unseen to become seen. Amen. What we're seeing right now is an exaltation, and I want to call this false royalty, because there's a sense of false royalty going on. There's only one royal, and that's Jesus and his kingdom. But there's this false royalty, and it's a false royalty where people, in an area where it even, because what goes on from the head comes down to where people are expecting things, and they are wanting things that they believe are due to them because of who they are. Does everybody understand that? But there's a difference in the area where who we are and who the world is. You know, there's that area where God says, my children won't beg. My children won't beg. And when God's children begin to beg, it's because they're out of position. We'll never have to beg. He says, my children won't be ashamed. And if we're ashamed, it's because we're out of position. And one of the most important things is staying spiritually positioned so that you can fulfill God's plan for your life and the destiny he has predestined for you. You know, we see so much arrogance. And the word tells us that in the latter days that men would become lovers of themselves. That's false royalty. They'll become proud and blasphemers, and all of this is an area of false royalty, thinking that they're above others. And in this, I want to share something, because there's a false reality or false royalty that is established right from Satan's kingdom. It happened right in the throne room of God. That's why God removed Lucifer from his presence, because he wanted to exalt himself. He wants to make himself more royal than his creator. And when it happened, God removed him. And would you turn to Isaiah 14 with me, please? Isaiah 14 and verse 12. Is everybody there? Let's read this together. Isaiah 14, verse 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. This was Lucifer. Lucifer at one time was God's right-hand man. He was the first angel created. He saw all of creation. He saw the earth being created. He saw all things happening. God gave him wisdom and knowledge. He blessed him. Lucifer was dressed with the timbrels of pipes because God breathed through Lucifer to bring praise and worship to the universe. He was dressed with all the precious stones of the earth because the earth was known as the mountain of God, and it was inhabited by angels. That's why he says in verse 14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High God. Why will he ascend? That means go up, because he was on the earth. And the Lord's response was, yet you shall be brought down to hell or Sheol. You shall to the lowest depths of the pit, which is the abyss. Those who see you will gaze at you, he says, and consider you, saying, this is the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners. Now, I want to share a couple things here because it says, who made the world as a wilderness. One of the things that occurred was the flood was like the world was a wilderness. It was destroyed by the flood because of Lucifer's involvement. Who did not open the house of his prisoners. Verse 18, all the kings of the nations, all of them sleep in glory, everyone in his own house, but you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, like the garment of those who are slain, thrust through with a sword who go down to the stones of the pit, like a corpse trodden underfoot. You will not be joined with them in burial because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The brood of evildoers shall never be named. Prepare slaughter for his children. In other words, this is what's going to come. There will be a slaughtering of his children, Lucifer's offsprings, fallen angels. Because of the iniquity of their fathers, and these are Nephilim, the fallen angels that put on flesh, went into women, and produced offsprings, and their offsprings were Nephilims, and they were the fathers of these children. They became hybrids. It was interbreeding, lest they rise up and possess the land and fill the face of the world with its cities, just like Nimrod did. For I will rise up against them, says the Lord of hosts. I will cut off from Babylon. Who was the king of Babylon? Nimrod, right? The name and the remnant. But we see another king who's over the king of Babylon. He is known as Satan. Babylon is known as the world system. I'll cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and offspring and prosperity, says the Lord. This is the serpent bloodline he's talking about. I will also make it a possession for the porcupine and marshes of muddy water. I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so it shall come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand, that I will break the Assyrian in my land and on my mountaintops tread him underfoot. Then his yoke shall be removed from them, and his burden removed from their shoulders. This is the purpose that is purposed against the whole earth. The whole what? Earth. That's everywhere, all around the world. And this is the hand that is stretched out over all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has purposed, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched out, and who will turn it back? And this is the burden which came in the year that King Uzziah died. Do not rejoice, all of you Philistia. These are the Philistines. These were the offsprings, the lineage of the Canaanites. They were Nephilims. They were giants. Not every single one of them, but they were all interbred. It says, because the rod that struck you is broken. I'm telling you, this is all about Lucifer's bloodline. Is everybody with me? Who became Satan and his bloodline. He says, for out of the what? Serpent's roots, that's the bloodline, will come forth a viper. This viper is known as the Antichrist. And its offspring will be a fiery flying serpent. This is the false prophet. The firstborn of the poor will feed, and the needy will lie down in safety. I will kill your roots with famine, and it will slay your remnant. Wail, O gates, cry, O city, all of you Philistia are dissolved. For smoke will come from the north, and no one will be alone in its appointed times. What will they answer, the messengers of the nation, that the Lord has founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall take refuge in it? Again, Lucifer, here it is, this false royalty that comes from him. Lucifer, the eyes of false royalty. Out of the serpent's roots come the viper. This is the Antichrist. And a fiery flying serpent will be known as the false prophet who does signs and wonders that will deceive many. In Genesis chapter 3. Now after the serpent deceived Eve, and Adam and Eve fell, God placed a prophetic prophecy judgment on the serpent, who was Lucifer, in verse 14. Is everybody there? This was the battle of royalty. So the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity, which is hatred, between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. In other words, because Adam fell, Lucifer, who was Satan, known as now the serpent, took control over the earth again. So he now ruled the earth, and he still rules the earth. It's not changed. And in this, we see that God warned him, told him, God spoke it in and said, listen, I'm going to send a seed that's going to crush your head. You may bruise its heel, but I'm going to crush your head. So here was a battle of royalty, wasn't it? Because Lucifer was proclaiming himself as King of Kings. He was proclaiming himself as Lord, even higher than God. Here the battle begins. It was known as the battle of the seeds, the battle of royalty, in Luke 4. But we know that Satan's royalty is false. Luke chapter 4. And where it says, and Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted for 40 days by the devil. In verse 5. Then the devil, taking Jesus up on a high mountain, showed him all the what? Kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you. Why? Because he had the authority of all the kingdoms of the world. Does everybody get this? He is the ruler of this world, and his kingdom is here. And I will give you and all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, and this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me. Has it been delivered to him? Yes, it was delivered to him. From who? Adam. He took Adam's office. And I give it to whomever I wish. Of course, Jesus hasn't said to him, get behind me, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. So we see here, even Jesus was tempted by what Lucifer had deceived Adam from his office. Amen? In Ephesians 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Is everybody okay? You know, there's so many people still living in fairy tale land. Bunch of stinky religious stuff. Oh, I go to church, I do this, I do that, and don't know stinking nothing. It's terrible. It's disgusting. Because then they just tell their children and everyone else the same thing, and everyone stays in the same deception. Nobody grows. Nobody learns. Nobody casts out devils. Nobody's telling the truth. Staying in a deceptive lie. It's terrible. And we're getting so close now to where things are escalating in a such faster way. Again, we're not here for a Bible study. We're here for training, preparation for what's getting ready to happen so that we are prepared and so we can tell individuals what's going on. In Ephesians 6, chapter 12, verse 12, would you read it with me? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. In other words, we don't wrestle against things of the natural realm, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. This is Satan's kingdom. It's an unseen kingdom, although they're making themselves seen lately in a mighty way in a certain area. That's why spiritual warfare is essential, because we don't fight physical beings, we fight spiritual beings. Amen. These are spiritual beings. There are fallen angels. Now, we know that the angels that put on flesh are bound, but there are still angels of Satan. He took a third of the angels with him. They are still out there. They cannot put on flesh. because God will imprison them. That's why they have technology. That's why you hear about flying saucers and all of this other stuff. Why? Because that's what they got to use now. Why? Because they're producing hybrids. They can no longer have offspring, so they're making their own. Because if any one of them comes in the flesh, they get imprisoned immediately. That's what God did with the fallen angels who put on flesh. Does everybody understand that? So they've got to use technology now. Is everybody okay? And I'm not saying that the fallen angels don't, the ones that put on flesh are imprisoned, they're in Tartius, but the other ones are still out there. And they still deceive people. They are rulers of nations. They're over cities. There are demons. But demons can't put on flesh. They use bodies. Has everybody got it? But that's why you hear about UFOs and all of this other stuff, because they have technology now. And in their technology that they use, they are producing their own offspring. In fact, they're producing it so that no longer do they look like giants, they look like humans. Even the Bible says you never know who you're going to entertain, amen? The Bible also says you'll know them by their fruit. And Matthew 7. In verse 15, 7:15, would you read it with me, please? Beware of what? False prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. Hello. Sheep's clothing means Christian, Christ-like. They all come to you as Christians. How do you think they infiltrate and penetrate the body of Christ? They come as a Christian, and then they try to lure people or promote lust and everything else. They have a form of godliness. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their what? Fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bush or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit. Why? Because a tree represents the spirit of the person. But a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit. Nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Listen, they will manifest. Does everybody got it? They will manifest. Always. They can handle God's presence. Now, there's two areas of this, because there are people who have demons in them that don't allow that person to handle God's presence. Hello? They're not willing to get rid of them, and they'll stay tormented, because without God's presence being, you are nothing. That's where it's in his presence is fullness of joy. That's why people are miserable, is because they don't have God's presence. That's why they don't encounter trials and tribulations is joy, because the lack of God's presence. Oh, they may have a lot of word, but if the word's not backed by the presence of the anointing of God, what good is it? Amen. So in this, he says, there's going to be so many, and it is. There's so many that are infiltrating the body of Christ. Now, there are a lot of wounded people that have a lot of wolves in them, but those are people that are, God is healing. But there's a difference. There's a difference, because most of the other ones, they will practice witchcraft in some way or form. They can't help it. Eventually, they will manifest. In 2 Peter, now let's go to Matthew 24, while we're in Matthew. Matthew 24 and 23. Is everybody there? Then if anyone says you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise up and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Listen, this is happening now. Does everybody got it? This is happening now. And it's going to increase. Remember, he says, out of the root of the serpent will become a viper. And a viper will have an offspring, a flying serpent. You're talking the Antichrist and the false prophet. The false prophet will promote signs and wonders. He'll be like a flying serpent. Is everybody okay? See, I have told you beforehand, therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, don't believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Jesus said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know how many people don't even know this? They don't even know about the feast of the Lord. They don't know about the rapture. They don't even know what's going on. They don't even know the president's a hybrid. I can't believe he said that. Believe it. 2 Peter chapter 2. The Nephilims are at war with themselves right now. That's why the kingdoms are, that's why you're seeing all of the stuff. Does the Bible say and that before Jesus comes, you'll hear rumors of wars and rumors of war? Why? Because the Nephilim, the royalties, are battling one another for royalty. Oh, if people could just see what's going on, man, and come out of the religious state of being. Hallelujah. 2 Peter, is everybody there? Okay. chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Let's speak it together. But there will also false prophets among the people, even as there will be what? False teachers. I mean, think about this. So we're hearing about false prophets, false Christ, false teachers, all of these things that are deceptive, trying to keep us into the arena of lies, not knowing the truth. False teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be what? Blaspheme. Does everybody see this? By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle. And their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, these are the ones that put on flesh, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world that he destroyed with the flood, but saved Noah, one of eight people, of preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example of those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked, for a righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds, their perversions, their attacks. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. Does everybody see that? So God knows how to rescue me and you. But the thing is if you're not cooperating, can you be rescued? No. No. There's cooperation is essential. You can stay right in that deceptive arena. You can stay bound by these demons. You can still stay addicted. You can still stay blinded. You can still stay in that arena. Does God love you? Yes. But it grieves him that you're not free. Does everybody understand that? Freedom is the ultimate goal before we go home. See, you're going to be free when you go home, but man, home's supposed to be here with us right now. That's why he prayed, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, you want heaven to be in you. False prophets, false teachers. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 12. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 12. Paul says something powerful here. He says, but what I do, I will also continue to do. He says, I'm going to continue to do no matter, I don't care what you think, what you say, what you feel. I'm going to see it through because I know the truth. I know the difference between the presence of God and the presence of evil. I know the difference between the voice of the stranger and the voice of the Lord. I know the difference between what is good fruit and bad fruit. I can discern in the spirit because I make what is unseen to become seen. This is what Paul is saying. He says, look, I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing. That I may what? Cut off the opportunity of those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in things of which they boast. Oh, there's a lot of boasters out there. For such are what? False apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. These are not ordained by God. In verse 14, now he gives an example. Look at, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself to an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of what? Righteousness. Hello? Infiltrating the body of Christ. Wolves with sheep clothing. Brought forth by religious bondage. Starting all kinds of denominational things that cause division. That's not my Father. That's the devil. Jesus said, unity in the Spirit. Transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. So we see a lot of people are getting visitations from angels that are not even the Lord's angels. Of course, they were at one time, but now they serve darkness. Who do you think starts all the New Age stuff? I run into believers all the time that still call, they still talk about energy. Yes, the energy in this room is... I said, man, that's a devil. That ain't no energy in this room. That's the presence of evil. Yeah, we don't like bad energy. Well, you're carrying it. The energy. Does everybody understand that? Man, there's electricity when God shows up. I'm telling you that. I know that. Hello? There's electricity when the Lord shows up. It's different, though, because that electricity is ripping love. It doesn't give you a new hairdo, you know, but it can heal you. It exposes those spirits. It brings you reality. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know I had one of those. Also, the Holy Spirit's on, you know, you got a devil. Is everybody okay? All of these false apostles and false angels, false teachers, false prophets, false Christ, all of this area, all of these things that Satan does to keep individuals from not knowing the truth and continuing trying to promote his kingdom. Is everybody okay? Praise God. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, in verse 2, Jesus says, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you've left your first love. That's one thing we never want to do. We can get all the knowledge and technology and all the other things, but we never want to lose our first love. We can get spouses, we can get children, we can have grandchildren, we can get jobs and make money, but you cannot lose your first love. Because the moment you do, the enemy will infiltrate. And what will happen is you'll compromise, you'll become complacent, and you'll find yourself in a lazy position. You'll find yourself as a lone ranger, thinking that everything you do is God, and you will be deceived. Does everybody understand? It's because losing first love. In Revelation 3, in verse 19, Jesus writes again, and he says, I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong one. I'm in Revelation 2. Revelation 19, 3. Verse 9. Is everybody there? Sheesh kebab. Revelation 3, verse 9. Let's grow for it. Indeed, I make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews. Does everybody see this? And are not, but lie. Indeed, I make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which will come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. So he says there's even false Jews. People were claiming to be Jewish, but they're really not. And they're entering in the synagogues. And he says, listen, those are people of Satan. Because in reality, they don't carry that bloodline. They proclaim to be Jews, but they don't carry the bloodline. Or they proclaim to carry the bloodline, but they're really not true Jews. Does everybody understand? You know, in our ancestral backgrounds, now, my mom and my mother and father are both Italian. Their parents were Italian. But beyond that, who knows what the heck? You know what I'm saying? Just because your parents might be of the same nationality, what about way back? There was some kind of crossbreeding somewhere along the line. Every one of here is a mutant. We're all mutants, one way or another. That's why Jesus had to come, amen? Straighten up the bloodline. So there are false Jews. Go to Galatians 2. You know, the more and more you look at things, it's like, man, there's lies everywhere, isn't there? People proclaim to be someone they're not. And I see a lot of Christians practice witchcraft because they're really not Christians. I had my experience with that as soon as I was saved. They used to come knocking on my door all the time, trying to get me back. They knew everything about me. I'm not going to go into that story today, though. They were witches. And they had me put on a bracelet. And it caused me nothing but torment because that bracelet was a curse. They proclaimed to be Christians sent to help me with the Bible. Oh, and they knew the word inside out. They even spoke in funny tongues. But they practiced witchcraft all night long because they can't rest. Look at all many people practice Santeria. It's witchcraft. Praying to Mary, who's dead. That's witchcraft. See, they don't know. They just do what somebody does. Oh, practice worshiping statues like they're going to talk to you. Do all kinds of stuff. I remember one day, something about burying a statue to sell a house. Somebody wanted to bury a statue in the backyard or something for, they thought it was Saint whatever to bury the statue and they could sell the house. Saint whatever isn't going to sell your house. That saint is no longer here. He's rejoicing in heaven and he ain't communicating with you. The only thing that's communicating with you is a familiar spirit who is a demon portraying to be somebody you know. It's amazing how people are still praying to their grandmothers and grandfathers and going to tombs and looking at them. They go to the graveyard and speak to them. Oh, if you don't know. Like they're going to answer them. They're not even there. It's dust. To be absent in this realm is to be present with the Lord, man. You're either present with the Lord or present with the devil, one or the other, but you ain't nobody else, nowhere else. That's plumb religion. You know why? They don't seek truth. They just do what anybody tells them. Oh, that's how it's done. I used to go to my mother's house and throw out the infinite prog all the time, whatever that thing was. The rosary. That's no different than the Muslim beads. It's an accursed item. They don't get it because they don't know the truth. Here it is. It's all written in this book right here. All of it is written if they'll just read it. Quit taking somebody's word and go read it. Okay, I'm done with that. Galatians 2. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 2, verse 3. It says, yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And this occurred because of what? False what? Brethren. Secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into what? Bondage. To whom we did not yield submission, even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. So they were like, man, we ain't getting into your stuff. We're not going back into this bondage. What are you, crazy? What they were? They were false brethren. See, a false brethren is a brethren who's deceived, trying to convince you to go back into bondage. Like I said, it's false everywhere. 1 John chapter 2. False royalty. 1 John chapter 2. Verse 18. Is everybody there? Little children, is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. By which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us that they were not of us, for they were had not been of us. They would have continued with us, but they went out that they might be what? Manifested. That none of them were of us. Then what were they of? Satan's kingdom. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. That's why it's important to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. The devil doesn't want people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Are you kidding me? The scales come off their eyes and they'll be able to be more sensitive and discern what's going on. So we see Antichrist, people here that are Satan's kingdom is infiltrating the body of Christ. In 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3. Hallelujah. Verse 12, 2 Timothy 3:12. Let's speak this together. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Why? They're going to say, you're crazy, man. You're crazy. See, when they don't know the truth and they're bound because they're under a flawed belief system, their perception is flawed. They can't see things. They can't hear things. They don't know what's going on. They're going to go to their gurus that are as stupid as they are. You know, it cracks me up when I watch all of this stuff on TV. Oh, gosh. You see this stuff on TV, right? All of a sudden, you'll be flicking a station, and all of a sudden, there's this priest there, all dressed with his collar, and he's casting out a devil by throwing holy water on him. Or he holds up the cross, and the dude gets his butt kicked. I mean, I can't stand these things. Or you get these Christian movies, they talk about everything. We were watching this one flick called Divination, and it was by a Christian company. It's a good flick. But the thing is nobody ever casts out the devil in the name of Jesus. It's like they're afraid. I mean, look, you watch the movie Apostle Paul. Oh, the presence comes and nobody praying in tongues. Are they afraid who they're going to offend? They won't tell them the truth because they're bound by spirits themselves. It's disgusting. Somebody needs to tell the truth. Only the name above all names, Jesus, is what removes the spirit. Not holy water, not a cross, and you can't hit the devil with a Bible. You might hit the person, but you can't hit the devil with a Bible. Glory. Is everybody okay? Where are we at? 2 Timothy 3, okay. Verse 13? Verse 12? That's where we're starting. All right. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Yeah. Verse 13. But evil men and what? Imposters will grow worse and worse and deceiving and being deceived. I'm telling you, imposters. Listen, the word doesn't lie. It's truth. There are more and more imposters. People proclaim to be believers. Man, you got politicians promising all kinds of stuff. And people don't even know who they really are. You got some of them that weren't even born in this country that are in office. Hello. Come on. We don't even know where some of them came from. Hallelujah. Imposters. And they're getting worse and deceiving, and more deception is coming forth. Amen. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Is everybody there? Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. Test them. Whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Many false prophets. These false prophets start religions. And behind them is satanic worship. If you go back to many of these religions that have started, you're going to find it all the way back to Satan's throne room. Verse 2. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come into flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. I got to tell you something, and don't be goofy on me. I believe the word of God, but I also believe the word of God has been tainted in certain areas, because I have spoken to demons that will confess Jesus has come in the flesh. Oh, I believe Jesus. Yeah, I believe he's come in the flesh. Come to find out that person is nothing but demonized. It's called a lying spirit. Does everybody understand that? That's why they lie. Does everybody get it? Now, you can command a demon to tell the truth because he's got to tell the truth in the name of Jesus. And once he stops lying, then he's going to confess. Oh, I don't believe that in certain things. But you got to understand something. When you think about, of course they believe that Jesus came in the flesh. Does everybody understand that? Don't you remember when he was in the flesh and he walked up to them and they were going, Son of God, it's not our time. It's not our time. Wait a minute. Don't cast us back to the abyss. Don't send us to the pit. We'll take the pig's possession. So of course they knew Jesus came in the flesh. Does everybody get this? They knew. They saw it. Well, you think they saw it. What about the demons that got removed from Jesus that were in people? You don't think Jesus was in the blood? He was in the spirit. I know. In other words, he came in a natural realm. Is everybody okay? Come on, let's get real. You're going to have people say all kinds of stuff that's a lie. If there's false Christ with false signs and wonders, they're going to proclaim that they're Jesus. And they're going to say that they're in the flesh. And they are in the flesh because they're not in the spirit. There'll be things more and more deceptive and imposters, more and more and more. Proclaiming they know Jesus, proclaiming they're God-fearing people, that Jesus is not their God. I mean, even on your dollar it says, "In God we trust," but it ain't our God. Is everybody okay? So we're going to know them by their fruit. 1 Peter chapter 2. Hallelujah. In verse 1. First Peter chapter 2. Hallelujah. That's why without the Holy Spirit, you won't know. You won't interpret this without the Holy Spirit. Because he's the one who wrote it. But I can tell you, there's things that have been tainted. You know, it's pretty amazing. We got an English Bible, but the word Christ is Greek. Amen? It means anointed one. Anointed one. The anointed one and his anointing. And plus there's other cross-references that we can get that is out there as the Holy Spirit leads you. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, "Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, coming to him as a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, 'Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation." A what? Royal priesthood. Yes. A holy nation. That's the kingdom of God. We're royal priests. This is the true priests of God, not the false royalty. This is the true royalty. We are of the blood of Christ now. We are his own special people, that we may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Has everybody got it? I want to share something real quick, and then I want to show you a quick video. You know, one of the things is the Bible says, "God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, he shall also reap." In mockery and imitation of God, Lucifer set up 12 tribes himself. They're 12 bloodlines. Of these bloodlines was the Ishmael bloodline, from which special elite they developed technology, demonic technology, used with the demonic technology. Their assassination techniques and other occult practices. They know how to get to places, kill people, so forth, quickly. One bloodline was in the Orient, another developed and the Oriental magic. One was Egyptian, Celtic, and Druid, from the Druidism that was developed. There was the Cain and the Canaanites, Aster, and these were all coming down from the satanic bloodlines. One of the bloodlines goes all the way back, when we talked about it, back to Babylon, and as a descendant from Nimrod. Down through the years, the occult world has remained hidden from history books. They have ruled behind the scenes. The many religions, the mystery religions, each have their secret councils which ruled them. And these councils themselves came under the guidance of a secret supreme grand council, or governing body of the elites, or Illuminati, or Satan's elect. The serpent seed line is a collective term that includes all those who are the direct and indirect offspring of Lucifer and the fallen angels, who have interbred with mankind over the past 6,000 years. These wicked fallen angels, masquerading as ascended masters, light bearings, creators of mankind, have created many deceptions and religions to deceive people. When they do arrive on the earth, their reign, it will be a short one because they will be pushed into the earth. They will be pushed into the natural realm. In the book of Revelation, halfway through, it says war broke out in heaven, and all of a sudden Lucifer found himself in the physical realm. And that will happen in mid-tribulation when he takes himself as the as God and proclaims himself as God in the temple. He'll be used as a devastating blow to mankind. Almost two-thirds of the earth's population will be destroyed. Remember, God will send the fallen angels and angels, the hybrids, all of them, they will come forth in the natural realm in mid-tribulation, and he will use them to bring judgment on man and destroy each other because judgment will be placed on them. The demonic armies, he's coming as described in Joel and Joel 2 and Revelation 9 to help him rule over and destroy the earth through economics, famine, disease, plagues, wars, martial law, camps, racial genocide, and force the world economy for people to take chip implants or some kind of mark, where every being on the earth will be forced to either accept a mark or die. Many of them will lose their homes. Many of them will lose their families. It says this is in the days of Noah. Noah and his sons were the only humans left alive with pure human DNA at that time. The Bible says that the angels fell before the flood and after the flood. People will come under the illusion of the flood, destroyed all the wicked hybrids off the earth. And it's not true because all the wicked hybrids were not all killed. One survived. One that married Ham. And that's why we have giants now. We had giants afterwards. We know that there were giants in the land before and after the flood. And these giants were a result of mixed breeding of humans. There were many cities of giants, and Joshua destroyed to reclaim the land of Palestine, which Israel left when Israel left Egypt. Over time, the giantism defect was corrected, possibly through transmutation or genetic manipulation. And the interbreeding of mankind became subtle and unnoticeable. These hybrid children could assimilate into our society looking perfectly normal and human. Over the past thousands of years, a contaminated DNA has engulfed mankind and their genealogy lines. That is why Jesus came to bring mankind pure blood, uncontaminated from the serpent, which mixed with mixed marriages of the past and present generations. A new spiritual DNA of Christ Jesus, restoring man into the image of their Creator to those willing to accept and follow Him as Lord and Savior. The serpent seed dominates the earth through its offspring and technology that controls whole governments and militaries. From the time you were born, you have been carefully guided into what is real and what isn't, what to believe and what not to believe, what is truth and what isn't. History has even been lied about to portray things that weren't the way we think they are or were. The Satanist serpent seedliners own the companies that print our textbooks. You are placed into a box from the time you were born. We call the Matrix. And you are told this is how it is, how it was, and how it's going to be. It's time to step out of the box and be rescued from the Matrix. Amen.